From Washington, this is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Secretary says the U.S.-led airstrikes against Islamic State will intensify. And an opposition party emerges in Nigeria. I'm Joe Palca reporting from Washington. U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel says the U.S.-led airstrikes against Islamic State militants will intensify in the future as Iraqi ground forces work to become more effective. Mr. Hagel told a U.S. congressional committee on Thursday the tempo and intensity of the coalition's air campaign against ISIS will accelerate in tandem with Iraqi forces as they become stronger. Secretary Hagel also said the United States coalition forces are making progress in the fight against IS militants in Iraq and Syria, but that the American people must prepare for a long struggle. As Nigeria's ruling party gathered this week to endorse President Goodluck Jonathan for a second term in office, the main opposition group is still deciding who its candidate is. Chris Stein reports.
The People's Democratic Party has held power in Nigeria since the return of democracy in 1999. Incumbent President Goodluck Jonathan this week declared his intention to run under the party's banner for a second term. A recently founded coalition of opposition parties is hoping Nigerian voters are ready for change. Lai Mohammed is the chief spokesman of the All Progressives Congress.
I believe Nigerians are ready for change. You see, Jonathan has exploited the political fault lines of Nigeria, such as religion and ethnicity. And that's what the campaign's on.
The APC plans to hold a convention to select its candidate on December 10th. Chris Stein for VOA News, Abuja.
The APC was created last year as a merger of several groups. This is VOA News. U.S. President Barack Obama says he's confident of a new day in Myanmar, but he also adds there's work to be done as the Southeast Asian country transitions to a democracy. He praised Myanmar and its leader Thein Sein for hosting the gathering. Longtime democracy activist Aung San Suu Kyi attended the meeting of legislative leaders, but did not raise any issues. She's expected to have a one-on-one meeting with the U.S. leader on Friday. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is set to meet later on in the day with the leaders of Israel and Jordan to discuss ways to ease tensions in Jerusalem, rocked by tensions over a disputed holy site. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Jordan's King Abdullah will meet with Mr. Kerry late Thursday in Amman. Earlier in the day, Mr. Kerry held separate talks with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, reportedly on rebuilding efforts in the Gaza Strip, where Israeli airstrikes destroyed entire neighborhoods during a 58-day war that also left more than 2,100 Palestinians dead. A Ukrainian military spokesman said Thursday that a buildup of Russian military hardware is continuing in areas of eastern Ukraine controlled by pro-Moscow separatists. Andriy Lysenko said in Kyiv that officials are constantly seeing Russian military equipment with what he called terrorist markings, an apparent reference to the separatists moving up to the front line, dividing the two sides. He also said that Russia continues to build up military forces along its border with Ukraine, including long-range air defense and aviation teams. Turkish authorities have released a group of 12 Turkish ultranationalists who were detained after attacking three U.S. sailors in Istanbul on Wednesday. A Turkish news agency reported the suspects appeared in Istanbul court to face possible charges of injury, insult, and breaching laws. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Turkish authorities released the 12 nationalists early Thursday without charge. They had been detained by police for assaulting the three American sailors. The sailors, all from the destroyer USS Ross, currently visiting Istanbul, escaped without harm. Diplomatic columnist Semih Adiz of Turkey's Taraf newspaper says both the attack and the reaction of the authorities are worrying signs of deteriorating U.S.-Turkish relations.
There is this general feeling in Turkey, in the public and amongst politicians, that America is only in the region to pursue its own agenda against the interests of regional countries. Given that Turkey is a predominantly Islamic country, there's also the perception that America is generally anti-Islamic.
Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
In the attack on Wednesday, the ultranationalists hurled balloons filled with red paint at the sailors, put sacks over their heads, and called them murderers with chants of Yankee go home. From the VOA News Center in Washington, this is Joe Palca.
That's the latest world news from VOA.